Hello. This column I submitted to the Butte Weekly back on October the 29th, 2022. And again, it's Halloween themed. Trick or treat? Question mark. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy presented a pre-Halloween edition of Very Scary Tax News. The article surveyed the kinds of ballot measures citizens are now being presented by their legislatures this year. And so the question at the beginning is, how would you vote? Trick or treat? Here's the news. Trick number one. Arizona's Proposition 132 would allow just 41% of voters to defeat any tax-raising ballot measure, drastically limiting the ability of Arizonans to raise revenue and invest in their future. Arizona has seen over three decades of significant tax cuts, decimating the state's ability to fund schools, health care, higher education, and other public services. A saving grace has been the fact that Arizona voters have often approved new revenue via the ballot. But five of these ballot measures that have raised money for education and health would have failed had this Proposition 132 been in place, since they were approved by a majority of voters, but not more than 60% of voters. Another example, trick or treat. Well, here's a treat, $2.7 billion. The Fair Share Amendment in Massachusetts would apply an additional 4% income tax to household income above $1 million, raising an estimated $2.7 billion a year in annual revenue for schools and transportation. The proposal would also make the Bay State's tax code more equitable, bringing the share of income paid toward state and local taxes by the wealthiest 1% of households to 8.7%, up from 6.8%, much closer to the share of income that the rest of Massachusetts households pay, which is 8.9%. Another example. Here's a trick. Trick number two, 4.4%. Colorado's Proposition 121 would cut the state's income tax rate to 4.4% from 4.55%, costing the state of Colorado approximately $400 million a year, while making Colorado's tax code less equitable. The 1.2% of Coloradoans who earn $500,000 or more a year would receive 23.2% of the tax cut, while the 67% of Coloradans earning $75,000 or less a year would receive just 18.5%. Here's another Halloween trick. Trick number three, $515 million. West Virginia's Amendment 2 would have approved be the first step in reducing property tax revenues by $515 million across the state. It would amend the state's constitution to give the legislature the authority to exempt business machinery and equipment, business inventory, and personal vehicles from property taxation, resulting in a severe loss of revenue for counties and local governments. The measure would mostly benefit out-of-state businesses. Businesses overall would receive 2/3 of the tax cuts. And here's another trick. Trick number four, $584 million. Idaho voters will be asked on Tuesday in a non-binding referendum whether they approve or disapprove of the massive tax cut and education funding bill the state's lawmakers approved earlier this year. The tax cuts and one-time rebates in that package will cost Idaho $584 million next year and $130 million the year after. That's because the bulk of the cost goes to one-time rebates, not a reduction in personal and corporate income tax rates. However, when combined with tax cuts passed earlier in 2022 and 2021, the total ongoing cost of Idaho's recent tax cuts is estimated to be $571 million a year. Now, of those five examples, can you guess which state legislatures were controlled by Republicans? This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.